Hi, I'm Darren Hartland, and I help run the VI Talk Travel group on Facebook. If you don't know what that is, it's basically talking about anything travel, whether it's flying, trains, buses, anything like that. Previously, well, at the same time, actually, I run my own radio station, treehouseradio.com, if you're interested. And I'm a professional life coach, which also basically means I help people make life decisions. I've been broadcasting for five or six years. Before that, I was a mobile DJ for, again, too long. I gave it up because I couldn't stand all the late nights. But the VI Travel group is it's an interesting group. And, you know, I'm glad to help out wherever I can. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Buffy Hartland, and I also help out Darren Hartland with the VI Talk Travel List. I also help him with the Treehouse Radio, treehouseradio.com, for those of you who are interested. And I also help out with life coaching. And in my spare time, if I have much of that, I also help with assistive technology when people need it and spend time reading and various things. Love to travel.
Hi everyone, it's Jo here. So I'm Jo Fishwick and I'm the chair of VI Talk. I was one of the founder members back in January 2014. So VI Talk began, for those who don't know already, fast forward if you do, because I was doing podcasts and I was membership secretary of my old school's past pupil association, and we thought that we could take podcasts and things to a wider audience, so we created VI Talk. Over the past 2 and a bit years, it's grown, so we now have various Facebook groups. We have our Facebook groups for just chat, discussion and support. We have other groups which you will hear about from other volunteers and trustees later in this recording, so I won't bore you with the details of that. You can find us on Twitter, you can find us on Audio Boom, where we have a channel where we post lots of interviews and blogs. We have a website which is www.vitalk.co.uk. So a little bit about me. I'm married, I've got a 14-year-old daughter, I'm a third time guide dog owner, working a golden retriever called Bruno, and you can hear my diary all about that on the VI Talk Audio Boom channel. I work as an assistive technology coordinator at one of the Vision hotels, so that's the Clifton Hotel in Tynmouth, and it's my job to help visually impaired people get online and learn about mobile technology, and that's as part of RNIB and Action for Blind People's Online Today project. So in my spare time, if I get any, I like reading, music, little bit of fitness, swimming, etc. Socializing with friends and family, and that's about it really. So if you've got any questions, you can get in touch with me via email, that's info@vitalk.co.uk, or you can give us a ring and leave us a voicemail message, and that's 0161 298 8255.
Hi, I'm Natalie. I help run the VI Talk Book Club with Samantha. I have a daughter who's 15, and I'm a fourth time guide dog owner. My guide dog's called Brendan. In my spare time, I am a volunteer for Samaritans, and I've been doing that now for 11 years. And if the right word is enjoy it, I do. And other than that, I live in Cleveleys near Blackpool. And that's about it from me.
Hello, my name's Samantha, and I help run the VI Talk Book Club, which is really, really good. It gets people interested in reading and all kinds of things. In my spare time, I love 10-pin bowling. I've actually found something I'm really good at. Other than that, I'm a full-time mum to my 17-year-old young man, and I live in St Anne's, which is on the northwest coast, which is very nice when it's sunny and horrible when it's raining. But there you go.
Hello, my name is Salia Rashid and I am a VI Talk trustee. In terms of my background, I completed a psychology degree and graduated in 2014. I then went on to do a graduate diploma in law, and I am now currently studying for a master's in social work. The reason I became a trustee for VI Talk is because I have an interest in issues that affect visually impaired people. So for my psychology degree, I looked at visually impaired people who come from other minority communities, so ethnic minority visually impaired women was my point of research for my degree. I have also done a couple of things on social inclusion of visually impaired pupils in education. I wrote a blog about that very recently as well for VI Talk. In terms of my other areas of interest, I also do campaigning in the area of forced marriage and honour-based abuse as well. In my spare time, I have very little of it, but when I do, I enjoy reading, and I also enjoy watching the soaps too. If anybody has any questions or would like to get in touch, I can be contacted on the VI Talk email, which is info@vitalk.co.uk. Thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Denise Reed. I am treasurer for VI Talk. I got to know Jo Fishwick a couple of years ago and she told me all about it, and I thought, sounds good. So here I am. I'm married with three grown-up children. My middle daughter, Katie, she's 28, she's registered blind. So I've got a little bit of knowledge about, you know, VI needs and what have you, but obviously everyone's different. A little bit about me, my hobbies. I haven't got many. I do like going to the gym and watching my soaps and what have you, and just pottering around the home, really.
Hello, my name's Chris Wilson. I record the blogs that Ian writes for VI Talk. I'm married to Tracy Wilson, who's a secretary of VI Talk. A bit about myself, I'm a newly qualified rehabilitation officer for visually impaired people. I'm just looking for work at the minute. I'm fully sighted myself. People that don't know my wife Tracy, she is visually impaired, and we have two visually impaired children. So I know a little bit about the needs of visually impaired people.
Hello everybody, my name's Tracy Wilson. I'm the secretary for VI Talk. I met with and became involved with VI Talk when I met Jo Fishwick around 2 years ago. I met her through my role. I am an eye clinic liaison officer here in Exeter. I met up with Jo and doing that role shortly after we moved here to Devon. Yes, gradually became more and more involved with VI Talk, and then became a trustee when we formed VI Talk as a charity. I'm married to Chris, who is a volunteer with VI Talk. We have three children, two of whom are visually impaired. I am myself visually impaired and have been from birth. I, in my day-to-day work, come across a whole variety of people experiencing sight loss of different degrees. So hopefully some of that skills and knowledge is useful to contribute to the work with VI Talk as well. It's been a great privilege to be part of the VI Talk team. Thank you. Goodbye.
Hello, this is Ian Beverley, a General Trustee with VI Talk. I've been involved in the charity really since its inception, and since then have been responsible for the blog on the main website. I love writing, and I love writing about various issues involving visual impairment. I'm always on the lookout for more writers and more contributors to this, so please feel free to get in touch and I'll be delighted to hear from you.
Hello, my name is Justin Cunningham, also known as DJ JC. I'm a music producer, mainly into dance music, and I also do a bit of piano and sing along the sidelines as well. I do all the technical support for VI Talk, mainly recording and mixing down interviews that you guys get to hear on your audio boot channels and on the VI Talk website. So I'm the one who mixed down all the music, all the interviews, and basically generally make sure that everything goes smoothly on all that kind of stuff. Hobbies and interests, like I said before, I'm mainly into music. I also do a lot of kind of sporting activities, mainly swimming and all that kind of stuff. I travel a lot. I mean, it's not like every single weekend I'm virtually out doing one thing or another. And yeah, that's just basically it. Hope to be seeing you guys soon.